Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. There's hope for serious spring-like temperatures as this week's Gunflint Scoop comes your way. However, while my scribing hits the keyboard, it's snowing once more in the Wildersmith neighborhood. For winter worshippers, things have been glorious over the past month, with snow, snow, and more snow. I suppose some in these parts are beginning to wonder if this recent siege will ever end. Up to the moment around this place, we've now totaled slightly over 102 inches, and we're still counting. It's been exactly 30 days since the snowmaker slipped into high gear, giving us one-third of our seasonal total. Guess one should never count the season down and out until the gal in charge of things says it's so. In the immortal words of New York Yankee great Yogi Berra, it ain't over till it's over. With spring out there somewhere, energies are at a high pitch for the leadership of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society. The focus, of course, is another Chickwack Museum season and the anticipated opening of their new Nature Center building. Finishing touches are being made on the facility as the GTHS awaits delivery of exhibits from the design pros at Split Rock Studios. Arrival and installation of the displays is hoped for sometime next week, assuming road bans allow such. After several years of visioning, planning, jumping through hoops, and fundraising, the thought of this project being opened for family-friendly viewing and learning is exciting beyond the organization's wildest dreams. The Nature Center will be open daily, along with the museum, beginning on the Memorial Day weekend. In addition to completion of the Nature Center building, work is being wrapped up on a small administrative archival storage unit. Both of these Chickwack additions are being fit onto the footprints of where buildings were located during the days of resort operations. In each case, these structures are simple rehabilitations, not actual restorations. Telling more of the Chickwack story does not end here. Planning is already underway for the construction of an open-air structure which will display and further tell stories about life on the lakes along the Gunflint. It, too, will be located on the footprint of the original shoreline dock, across the driveway from the Nature Center on the Northeast Bay, where the first resort operators had theirs. The timber-frame-constructed marine equipment display unit is set to be built by GTHS volunteers under the guidance of professionals at the North House Folk School on the Folk School campus in Grand Marais this coming August. Installation of this facility is scheduled for the summer of 2017. And last but not least, on the drawing board now is a rehab of one Chickwack Resort guest cabin. Target for this addition is uncertain, but hopefully as soon as design approval is procured, an additional funding is raised. This, too, will be located on a historic cabin site. It is hoped all will mark their calendars for another visit this summer to share in some new Chickwack magic. Speaking of those just mentioned GTHS volunteers, as we near the end of National Volunteer Week, I would like to express my thanks to all the good folks, both around the Cook County area, in Grand Marais and up the trail, for all they do to make this place on the Northern Riviera the special attraction it is. Since I reside out this way, I'm especially conscious of the people of the Gunflint community, who always answer the call for whatever and whenever, without fail. Not only are you wonderful friends and neighbors, your commitment is uniquely remarkable in making sure this byway through paradise remains an unequaled natural, cultural, and historic resource. As a volunteer myself on many community tasks, I'm rewarded by gaining far more satisfaction from serving than I actually provide in services. I would guess this attitude is shared by all along the Gunflint who continually pitch in, Thank you all so much. On a closing note, as I was finalizing the first draft of this Gunflint report, we had a deckside visit from a real big bird. Following a dinner of roasted chicken, I set carcass remains out on the feeding tray for the pine martins. In no time at all, a piney was here, feasting to its content. In a short time, it disappeared with a mouthful to be stockpiled somewhere in the woods. Soon after, out of the heavens, a bald eagle swooped down to an unprecedented landing at our gourmet trough. Having never had this happen before, it remains a mystery whether the great American symbol had its eye on the poultry remains or the pine marten. The awesome avian didn't hang around long, departing without a chicken dinner. Guess it might have preferred our offering in the uncooked state, as opposed to our tasty processed version. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, enjoying what may be the last moments of winter.